Paul, what kind of a luxury is it to have a center like Brian Little that you can throw over the boards, not only to provide offense, but to shut down a guy like Sidney Crosby?
Really underrated two-way player. He can compete defensively, you know, for a guy that can produce numbers and then get some real good finish around the net. Takes some pressure off the other center iceman. But he carries a big load here and has since I've been here. He's a real good all-around two-way player.
What does it say about your group when Tyler Myers, throws his face against two shots in the waning moments?
Whatever he had to, right? So we battled pretty hard. We had about a six-minute stretch there in the second period where we traded some rush chances that isn't our advantage in those situations, a couple of D-zone. But you know that when you play in Pittsburgh, they're going to have their time in your end. But other than that, I thought we were real solid. And then you get to those last minute, they'll put some good players on the ice, and you need sometimes a bit of an extraordinary effort. And Tyler gave that along with a bunch of other players.
Connor used the word finally when talking about getting
a
shot.
He's been waiting for it for weeks.
What's impressed you most about him during the stretch? I've seen him start 8 of last 10.
That he looks the same way each night. You know, that he seems to have a real solid foundation to his game. But you're not wondering, you know, about his positioning or why he's playing a certain play that way, different from another way. It's not really, really consistent in his approach and how he looks in his net. And he stops the puck, man.
You mentioned Myers, but a bunch of other players, and there's a play that stands on my head when Wheeler dives to break up that pretty dangerous play and set something up going on the other.
Yeah.
What does it say about a team's mindset when you got all those guys basically doing everything they possibly can, to get that team win?
Yeah, really important to the mindset, though, coming out of the break and wanting to get on a good feeling and really focused group. We had some good chances that didn't go our way, and in a tight game, You watch your bench. You try to get a feel if it's changing out there. If they're getting frustrated, or they start kind of hoping, making hope plays. And I didn't think we did that at any point in the game, and had some good chances, but really stayed with it and were consistent with what they were doing.
I see. You watch the Jumbotron every once in a while. After Myers makes that play, he's got a little bit of a wry smile, and then Hellebuck comes over and that kind of camaraderie.
Well, I would
like to see that.
All the guys on the back end would appreciate, especially in those stretches, that stretch in the second period, what the goaltender did, and it's nice. It's nice that when a defenseman kind of, and when I say bails a goalie out, he didn't do anything wrong on the play. He didn't make a mistake on it, but it's the goaltender's usually the guy pulling the D out of the fire, and it's good for the D to be able to repay him every once in a while.
You just shut out a team that has Kessel, Crosby, Malkin, 1-0. Is that as close to a perfect game as you get against a team that carries those players?
Yeah, I think, like I said, there wasn't a lot in the game that we didn't do well or didn't play hard or didn't compete on those things. And like the Edmonton game, and not as extreme as the Edmonton game, we had good chances to score and they didn't go. You need to be able to win those games too. So you need to be able to keep it tight and to play tight when the puck's not going for you. And win 1-0, 2-1, and 3-2, those kind of games. The game in Edmonton was as good an offensive game as we played really all year and didn't have it go for us. So good that we didn't try to score a different way here tonight, because that would have been a very, very difficult thing to do or survive.
Well, a number of times this season you guys have, outchanced or had your – scoring chances, but a lot of the times you've come on the wrong side of the game. What can it do for a team? You're big on kind of experience or at least seeing results. What can it do?
Help them stay the course, and the confidence of being comfortable in a 1-0 game and winning it like that, really important. And knowing that the defensive play is more important than the offensive play. Adam comes in, played 17 and a half minutes. He's checking Evgeny Malkin, who's just a brilliant, brilliant player, and keeps him from getting a shot on goal. So there's a huge value to that. And Andrew Ladd competed and was quick and battled on that, and that's a big job for those guys, and they did a great job with it. So it's important in those games, because then you value the men's efforts that kept it at zero as much as you do Brian scoring, or and you can shake off some of the chances that we had that didn't go. but it builds a respect in your room for the men that, you know, block one with their face and do the things that Lowry's line did. You know, and Matthew Pearl for that as well, back at center for the first time. I was out with Crosby a few times, and he was tight turning on him, and he battled, and he won the battle. So we had a bunch of guys like that tonight.
Talked about a lot of the things that Connor, you learned from Connor. I mean, this is a rebound game after allowing three goals on 14 shots against Edmonton. What did you pick up on him here? Is there anything that's surprising you about him?
Not surprising. So there's two things that are tough for Connor tonight. One is he got pulled in his last game, so you're watching to see how he handles that. And then the first game back after Christmas, you're always kind of figuring out who's the guy that you want to start. So we had, back to last year, but gone into breaks since very strong in the past and then didn't come out of them well. Tonight we come out of this with a win and get an opportunity of going, in part that our goaltender was that good.